brought to you by Penguin.
The Savage Storm, The Battle for Italy, 1943, by James Holland, read by Al Murray. Note on the text. Writing a campaign history such as this is a complicated undertaking, but although dealing with American, British, Canadian, German, and Italian units across the armed services, I've tried to keep the numbers of unit names as low as possible. To help distinguish one side from another, I've used a form of vernacular, styling German units more or less as they would be written in German, and likewise with the Italian units. This really is not to be pretentious in any way, but just to help with the reading and cut down on any confusion. For those who are not familiar with the scale and size of wartime units, the basic fighting formation on which the size of armies was judged was the division. Germans had panzer divisions, which were an all-arms formation of motorized infantry, artillery, and tanks. They also had panzer grenadier divisions, which had fewer panzers, tanks, and more motorized infantry. A grenadier was simply an infantryman who was provided with motor transport to get from A to B. German infantry divisions tended to have much less motorization by 1943. As a rule of thumb, a division was around 15,000 men, although some divisions could have as many as 20,000. Two divisions or more made up a corps, usually denoted in Roman numerals to distinguish them. Two corps or more constituted an army, and two armies or more an army group. Going back down the scales, American, German, and Italian divisions were divided into regiments, while British, Canadian, and New Zealand divisions were divided into brigades. Regiments and brigades were much the same, consisting of three core components, which, in the case of an infantry regiment or brigade, were three battalions. An infantry battalion was around 850 men, divided into companies of some 120 men, which in turn broke down into three platoons, and finally to the smallest formation, the 10-man squad, Gruppe, or section, depending on the nationality. I hope that this and the accompanying PDF download help. Prologue. Mid-August 1943. A day crossing of the Straits of Messina, the slight sea breeze offering some relief from the relentless heat of the broiling sun. Lieutenant Hans Golder stood on the ferry gazing back at Sicily. He was a sentimental fellow on occasion, and he couldn't help feeling wistful about the island that had become so dear to him. The mountains rose up almost from the shore, looming magnificent and immutable against the deep azure sky. And beyond, Etna, that still smouldering volcano that so dominated the northeast of the island, the part over which they had been fighting these past 7 weeks. And, because he was prone to sentimentality but also optimism, Golder had rather filtered out the more disagreeable aspects of Sicily, the relentless burning rays of the sun, or the surly Sicilians with whom they'd associated so little. Italians who were still, on paper at any rate, allies. People who, for the most part, had struck him at earlier moments during his time there as dirty and distant. Weeks before, he'd been shocked by the squalor, by the garbage and filth left near the front door of almost every house. He had cursed the clouds of flies that swarmed around anything edible, and also the bitterness of battle, the blackened corpses, the destruction, the defeat, the knowledge that they had fought so hard and yet had been pushed back, leaving the dead and captured behind. The enemy had crushing material superiority, but Golder had put such considerations to the back of his mind, so that now, as he crossed those narrow waters, where Odysseus had skirted past the six-headed Scylla and survived being swallowed by Charybdis, he did not feel despondent or beaten up, but rather a sense of pride at how his men had performed and something close to affection for the magnificence of the island. The Battle of Sicily was over, but, as he was well aware, the Battle of Italy was surely soon to begin. Not quite 40,000 German troops had managed to get away from Sicily, of whom only 26,000 were from the four fighting divisions, divisions that should have had around 15,000 men each. Golder and his men were part of the badly mauled 15th Panzergrenadier Division. How that division had been dragged through the mill over the past few years.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?